The Florida legislature's Black Caucus has vowed to vote in a block against a gun control and school safety bill crafted in response to the Parkland shooting. In an interview with WLRN's Jessica Bakeman, the Senate's Democratic leader, Oscar Brainin of Miami Gardens, who is Black, explained the group's opposition is because of the proposal to arm school staff. Here's some of that conversation.
It's not a gun safety issue. It is a civil rights issue. We're currently in this country dealing with the bias that people have, and those bias that lead people to make decisions, and sometimes for police, deadly decisions. And so, you know, and in the case of a Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, a civilian, his bias made him make a deadly decision. And so we don't want to expand that debate and that problem that we're facing into the classroom. We would believe that the classroom should be a safe haven for these children, and they shouldn't have to worry about, well, I just hope my teacher doesn't get too upset at me and pulls the gun. You know, when I spoke to my son, he said, how am I supposed to concentrate if my teacher has a gun? But that's what children in our community see guns as. They see them as a bad thing. They do not see them as something that keeps you safe. They see them as the thing that possibly could hurt you.
So basically, you worry the existing problem with police shootings of unarmed Black people could transfer to the classroom if this goes through.
Yes, and let me tell you, there's stats that prove that disciplinary actions have disproportionately happened to minority students. And if we're talking about they're already having a problem where they're having these disciplinary actions, then you take that to the next level. If the confrontation gets too heated, or there's so many confrontations going on, we're talking about a possibility of a deadly recipe.
That was WLRN's Jessica Bakeman speaking with Senator Oscar Brainin of Miami Gardens about the Legislative Black Caucus's opposition to a plan for arming school staff. The House is expected to vote on the bill today. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.